This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Home Minister Amit Shah has said that an early warning about heavy rainfall and landslides in Wayanad district of Kerala was given to the state government on the 23rd of this month and again on the 24th and 25th of July. Intervening in the calling attention motion in the Rajya Sabha today on the devastation in Wayanad, Mr. Shah said on the 26th another warning was issued, indicating a chance of heavy rainfall exceeding 20 centimetres, landslides, mud flows and potential loss of life. He mentioned that 9 NDRF teams were sent to Kerala in advance, but the Kerala government did not evacuate people in time. The Home Minister stated that the losses in Wayanad could have been minimised if the Kerala government had become alert following the arrival of the NDRF teams. Mr. Shah added that India is one of 4 countries capable of providing natural disaster warnings at least 7 days in advance. The Home Minister stated that the central government is unwavering in its support of the Kerala government and people to deal with the Wayanad tragedy. Meanwhile, the death toll has reached 165 in Kerala after a massive landslide hit Wayanad district yesterday. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. A massive search operation led by the Army, Navy, Air Force, NDRF and other agencies is underway in the affected area. Death toll is likely to rise as over 100 people are missing and several bodies are reported to be lying buried beneath the debris. 4 relief columns of Defence Security Corps Centre and the Territorial Army Battalion are in the region. The state government informed the public to avoid unnecessary visits to the disaster area of Wayanad. The government today asserted that the bullet train project is moving on fast track. Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha during question hour today, Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav said, for the first time in the country, a 21-kilometre long tunnel is being constructed 30 metres under the sea as part of the project. He said 320 kilometres of the foundation work of the project has been completed and many initiatives are taking place under Atmanirbhar Bharat campaign. Mr. Vaishnav said bullet train project is a technology-intensive project. A total of 54,760 personnel have been recruited in the Border Security Force, BSF, in the last 5 years. Minister of State for Home, Nityananda Rai, informed this in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha today. He said 7,372 new posts have been created in the BSF in the last 5 years. He said there are over 10,000 vacancies in the BSF. Mr. Rai said the government has made special provision for recruitment of ex-Agnivirs on the post of constable in the BSF. He said 10% vacancy will be reserved for ex-Agnivirs. The minister said the upper age limit will be relaxable up to 3 years for the candidates of ex-Agnivirs. The political head of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, has been assassinated at Tehran in Iran. Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said in a statement today Haniyeh was killed alongside one of his bodyguards at his residence in the Iranian capital while he was in the town to attend Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian's swearing-in ceremony yesterday. Earlier, Israel said it has killed a top Hezbollah commander after carrying out a strike on a southern suburb of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, yesterday. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast isolated extremely heavy rainfall with very heavy falls over northwest, northeast, west, central and southern parts of the country for the next few days. The IMD said isolated extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Karnataka today and over central Maharashtra till Saturday. On crucial day 5 of the 2024 Paris Olympics today, Indian pugilist Lovlina Borgohain is through to the quarterfinal of women's 75 kilogram boxing. Lovlina won the round of 16 bout with a unanimous decision defeating Suneva Hofstad of Norway. In badminton, both P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen entered the round of 16. P.V. Sindhu beat Christine Kuba 21-5, 21-10 in just 34 minutes. In the men's singles group, Lakshya Sen fought back in the first game and comfortably won the second to beat the reigning All-England champion Jonathan Christie of Indonesia to storm into the last 16 in badminton men's singles at the Porte de la Chapelle Arena. In shooting, Swapnil Gosale qualified for the final of the men's 50-meter rifle three positions event. And with that, we end this news bulletin.